You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WinBet. Bet $100 at WinBet and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Welcome, everybody, to the MLB Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. My name is Malcolm Bamford. I am in Newcastle upon Tyne, northeast coast of England. Today is Friday, the 30th of September, and we are here to do a little Turbo Lock Dog Toll episode across MLB for Saturday, October the 1st. And my now regular, I would say, Friday night co-host is Mr. Dylan Rockford. D Rock, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. How are you, Malcolm?
I am. I'm all right, mate. I've got my weekend head on. Not much going on, not too many shenanigans. Newcastle are away from home tomorrow, so I won't be going to the match, but I've got a little job to do tomorrow night and then kids' football and baseball practice on Sunday before I get stuck in the NFL. But yeah, it's just nice to, it's got that nice little Friday feeling about it. What about you?
Yeah, good. Feel good Friday, I like to call it. Had a pretty nice, relaxed work day. And yeah, just ready to take off for the weekend. Got a lot of football and pretty big series coming up for the Mets this weekend. So I'll be locked and loaded for that series.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're obviously a Mets fan. You've invested a lot of energy in this season. So for it to come down pretty much to this last weekend, it must be quite exciting. Would you rather it was like this, or would you rather be 12 games clear and have it wrapped up?
Yeah, I'd rather have 12 games clear and wrapped up. You know, we were up 14 games, and credit the Braves. They were on our tails the whole season. They're a really good team, you know, so I'm actually glad, you know, nothing comes easy in this league. So we called up Francisco Alvarez for a much needed series this week. So hopefully he provides a little boost, because I think we'll need it, because we could barely score runs against the Marlins.
Yeah, that call up was something I was going to ask you about, Dylan. Obviously, it's a name I've heard that he knew that he was the MLB pipeline number one prospect. It just seems that, I mean, it's a good call. I'm all for it. I'm all for giving these youngsters around. He's 20 years old. I believe he's slotted straight into the lineup tonight at number 7. The game starts in exactly 2 hours from now. So, yeah, do you know an awful lot about him? Are you just hoping that maybe a little bit of momentum, a little boost around the clubhouse? I mean, what effect is this going to have?
The only thing I really know is that he's a top 10, maybe top 5 thing I'm reading in the latest rankings. He's the number 4th prospect in the minors, but I'm just hoping he provides a little boost, a little confidence to this team, a little energy. Guys like to rally around young guys getting called up. I'm interested. I know he's hitting DH right now when DeGrom's on the mound, but I'm interested to see if he'll actually get behind the plate and catch. So do you expect that, or do you think he's just there for the bat?
I would say just for the bat, I think. Like you say, you never know unless the Mets could win a couple of games and then he could take the load off on Sunday or Monday if the Mets feel a little bit more confident about that. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting series. Like I say, it's 2 hours to first pitch where DeGrom faces off against Fried. And so I'm going to stop.
Do you think the Mets are going to win this series and win the division, or do you give it to the Braves?
No, I'm going to give it to the Mets. I know Moon Affin were taking the piss a bit last night, calling me a closet Mets fan, which I'm not. I'm not. But they were pulling my leg a little bit last night about it. But I do think the Mets will get it done. I stuck to my guns. They had a little wobble, but they've had their noses in front this whole time. And I think DeGrom is made for a game like this tonight. I think he's just a big game player. I've actually put them up as my lock, but I know that the betting actually is largely irrelevant when there's so much at stake. And I'm just hoping it's a good series. Interesting to see what happens.
You got to think DeGrom's going to bounce back after those three tough starts. We need him to go at least 6-7 innings tonight against probably the best team. So I think DeGrom bounces back. It's going to be our top three against their top three. So
yeah.
I wouldn't want anything better. So can't wait.
Yeah, there's going to be no quarter asked or given in this series at all. Both sides are absolutely going to go hell for leather, and that's the way it should be. Just talking about locks and dogs, we put up a little sweep last night, Dylan. A little sweep of the board. 6 for 6. Noah didn't have any picks in because he had some stuff going on. But myself and Moonaf and you knocked out 6 little winners. So that's 2 nights running. I've hit both of mine. So I'm 4-0. Moonaf was, again, taking the piss out of me, saying I was really proud of myself as someone who'd gone 6 and 126 over the last 132 games. But that's just not accurate, Dylan, and I'm not having it. So, yeah, we've gone okay. I think Seattle, and plus, in fact, we had loads of winners, actually. Noah had put up the Carlos Rodon on the run line. I had the over in Seattle game. I think the total was set at 7. Game finished 10-10. Yeah, load. The Tigers is a plus 155 dog. Yeah. They won 10-3. So, yeah, we swept the board. We swept it pretty comfortably.
Cubs swept the Phillies. Another Cubs victory for Dylan. So, Cubs actually won again today as my lock, minus 139. So, Cubs are on fire right now. Like you said, yeah, we hit on the over for the Seattle and Rangers game. Seattle takes care of it. You said you couldn't back Marco Gonzalez, but he got the win. Cleveland, another win. The money actually came in and closed in on the Rays being the favorite, and then Cleveland just snuck out and won in the 8th and 9th. But, yeah, overall, great MLB picks for us lately.
Yeah, Cleveland just keep on winning. Like, Cleveland and Detroit have been the cash cows this week for us, both on a streak, and both have been really backable prices all week. Cleveland, a competitive series against the Tampa Bay Rays, and Detroit have just been kind of picking off the weak opposition, but always at a reasonable price just because of who they are, really. So we're going to do a little turbo lock dog total episode as we do. Now, there's two of us, and we take 3 picks each, Dylan, which my maths tells me would be 6 picks. However, we don't discuss what picks we've made. So there's every possibility that we've doubled up on a few. And just reading between the lines, we might have made the same picks, which I think is okay. I think that's a positive sign. I would rather have gone through the card and that we've arrived at the same conclusion. I think that's a positive thing rather than just picking another 2 or 3 just to fill up the card with 6 picks. So I'm all for that. But we'll get to that once I've told you about our headline sponsor here. The lines that we're going to fetch out for you come from our title sponsor, which is the WinBet. WinBet is the ideal place to get started currently for new customers. Bet $100, get $100 free bet. The WinBet Casino is open 24 hours a day. You'll get 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. WinBet is live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. All you have to do is head to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. T's and C's at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone who knows a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. PromoGuy.us is a load of fun new sponsor we've got as well. If you're interested in plus EV betting strategies, it is absolutely the place for you. Probably the most informative info in the game. They won't just tell you what team is probable to win, but where you'll get the best odds, how to track down and cash in on constantly changing promotions too. Really well-run promo guy, small team of passionate sports fans, well-informed, 100% track, transparent and proven method for betting smarter. Check out promoguy.us. So we'll let you lead us off, Dylan. You can lead us off anywhere you like. I don't care.
All right. Let's start with the dogs. Let me start by saying this is an ugly dog, but I got to do it. Give me the Rays on the road to take down the Astros. I got them at a plus 140. I only made the Astros a minus 135 favorite against McClanahan. I know you guys might be thinking McClanahan just got knocked around by the Astros a few weeks ago, but I think this could be a revenge spot for him and for the Rays. He does pitch better on the road, even though his record might not indicate that. But I think he needs to limit his walks and really try to keep people from getting free passes on the base. That's when he gets into trouble. But the Rays do need to give him some run support regardless. And I know they haven't really been capable of doing that this past week, but they got to turn this thing around sometime, and no better to do it than right now, right before the playoffs. So now with Jose Urquidy, he hasn't had the best luck at home his past few games. Astros have lost his last three starts at home to the A's, Angels, and Orioles. And I think the Rays are better than all three of those teams, especially with their ace on the mound. So why not? Give me the Rays on the road, money line, plus 140 as my dog.
You got Urquidy. Yes. Going. I'm just having a check. I've got Christian Javier going for Houston in that one against McClanahan, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Just checking if I've got any odds in front of me. That might give us a bit of a clue. Yeah, okay, so we've got lines. So, yeah, Tampa Bay plus 140. Did you say you saw a bigger price earlier on, Dylan?
No, I got the Rays at a plus 140.
Okay, so fair enough. Maybe that Javier info. So I was surprised, actually. I had a little raise of my eyebrows when you put that up. But that was on Christian Javier, who I am a little bit of a fanboy for. But yeah, Jose Urquidy, different kettle of fish. Tampa Bay just haven't... I'm never confident that they're going to get it done. They obviously win sometimes. They win more than they get beat, but you're never really confident. They're a really hard team to pin down and say, this is a good spot for Tampa. I suppose... In that respect, that means plus 140 is a good spot for a good price for them at any time. When you never know when they're going to pop up. If they do so at plus money, then yeah, absolutely, why not? My dog is different to yours, thankfully. I'm going to... Oh, you see there's been some line movement on this since I handicapped it a couple of hours ago. I'm going to go to the Detroit Tigers because I have gone to the Detroit Tigers all week and they have won all week for me. I had them down at plus 130 earlier on. Oh, wow. I'm now seeing the price of plus 112. So quite a bit of movement on that one.
They are at home. The movement is coming in on your side.
Yeah, I know. I just want the price to hold, really, for anyone who fancies getting involved. They are at home against the Minnesota Twins. Twins are minus 132. And the total here is set at 7.5, which... I could take another total here because I think the over is well and truly in play. Because who we've got on the mound, we've got Dylan Bundy going for Minnesota and we've got Drew Hutchison going for the Tigers. So this really isn't me taking Drew Hutchison because Drew Hutchison sucks quite hard. However... Dylan Bundy sucks really, really hard. He's got a 7.06 ERA in his last five starts. The last four of those have gone for 4.42 and 7. 5.42 road ERA on the season for Bundy. And he's just not going deep into games now. I think in those last five starts, 4 2/3 is the deepest that he's got into it. So Detroit are going to see half a game against this Twins bullpen. So, yeah, Drew Hutchison is not an inspired choice. I'm not expecting a great start from him. He does have a 0.00 ERA in the one inning that he's pitched against Minnesota this season, Dylan. So that's a pretty sweet stat in our favour. I just want no part of Minnesota. Minnesota have completely down tools, I think. They have lost... let me just grab the standings. Have they lost 6 in a row? If I imagine. Anyway, Detroit have won 6 in a row. That is an absolute fact. Detroit are enjoying this little homestand they're on as well. They've got quite a few young guys in the team. Sorry, Minnesota have only lost 1 in a row, but they are 3-7 in the last 10, where Detroit are 8-2 in their last 10, having won 6 in a row. And like I said, the Twins have just completely down tools, where some of these youngsters on the Tigers have got things to play for, some playing time next season. to play for. And they seem to be enjoying this little homestand as well. So, yeah, not hugely convinced by Drew Hutchison. That over 7.5 looks like money in the bank as well. But I just can't see. I couldn't back Dylan Bundy here. This could be something like 7-5 in favour of Detroit. But yeah, I'm going to take the Tigers. What was your total? And would you be taking the Tigers, Dylan?
Yeah, I would be taking the Tigers, and I love the total. I set my total at 8.3. Got 13-mile-an-hour winds blowing out of center field as well. So I love the total. Detroit, in their six-game homestand, they have no problem scoring runs. 7, 4, 5, 10 last night. Yeah. So, and even though Minnesota has been losing a lot, like you said, 3-7 in their last 10, they're still being able to score runs. 4, 8, 8, 3, 4. So I think they'll be able to score some runs as well, but you're right. Last week I wanted to back and give the Minnesota Twins the benefit of the doubt, but you're right. They're kind of like my Milwaukee Brewers, right? They're just not backable anymore. So I like the fade to I think the value's a little gone, though, not to be that guy. But I do like the Tigers. I think they are live, especially at home. They're the hotter team. I'm not really high on Hutchinson, but I do think they're playing better baseball.
Yeah, the plus 130 was a far more attractive price than the plus 112. If I was good now with this, at those prices, if I was going to back anything, I would back the over. Because I can't see that. There's no way this game's going under 7.5 runs. That's absolutely wild. Okay, so dogs were different, and now this is where I get a feeling, Dylan. We're about to go into lockstep here. So lead us off with your total.
Oh, okay. For my total, I'm going to go to I'll go up to Canada for the Blue Jays and Red Sox game, and I'll go under 8.5. I made my line for this game 7.3. I love how Stripling's pitched when he's at home. Yeah, he might be only 3-3 at home, but he has a 2.70 ERA, and batters are only hitting 2.24 off of him. The Blue Jays, they're 3-1 in Stripling's 4 starts against the Sox this year, and he's done a good job at limiting batters and not giving up too many runs. So, surprisingly enough, as bad as Bello has been, the total has gone under this number in 9 straight starts. So he hasn't been allowing that many runs in retrospect. So I think we see a lower scoring game. The Blue Jays have gone under this number in 4 of the last 5 games. I think we see another one. So give me under 8.5 for my total.
Yes, Dylan, exactly the same play for me here. Bello's gone under my radar. I gave him quite a lot of love when he first came up in maybe June time, I think it was. And he got hit pretty hard quite a lot. And you all gave me a little bit of stick. I was getting quite a lot of stick in the Discord channel, etc. He went away, not for very long, and he's come back. And I think the reason he hasn't got on our radar is because Boston have dropped off the radar. I mean, how much have we talked about Boston recently? Like, not at all. When you do have a look, you have a look at Bello's game logs. He's quietly put together a really nice run of games. As you pointed out, his September ERA is 1.65, which is absolutely outstanding. All of the games in September went under 8.5 total for both sides as well. So I absolutely love Bello in this spot. I considered the taking the Red Sox as a dog. The plus 123 to win this game. The Blue Jays minus 145. And we are playing with this total here at 8.5. Ross Stripling, 2.70 home ERA on the season. Has faced Boston 4 times. 20 innings he's pitched against the Red Sox this year, again with a 2.70 ERA. The bottom of this Boston lineup is not good currently. I watched them against the Orioles early evening for me yesterday, and they didn't blow my skirt up even a little bit. So, yeah, combination of Bello going well, Stripling going well at home, and a Boston team who've kind of given up a little bit. And I expected this to be way lower. So, yeah, 8.5 for me is... it's a great number for me to take the under on. We'll get to our locks, Dylan, in a brief moment once I've told you about No House Advantage, changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform. You can play pick 'em contests versus other people, the chance at winning 250,000 $100 or more in cash. Download the app, choose your contest, and climb the leaderboard to hit that big money. All the sports that you want are on there: NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, NASCAR. Check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined. If you use our promo code is SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get the first deposit match up to $25. Je m'appelle Jean and j'habite La Rochelle. That, my friends, is French. And you can learn French amongst 14 other languages by using Babbel, the language learning app. Loads of fun, bite-sized language lessons. You can cross off learning that new language off your list, whether or not you've there's a girl you've got your eye on, you want to impress her with a little bit of Espanol, something like that, or you just want to learn it, broaden your horizons. There's nothing wrong with that, a little bit of self-improvement. Babbel has things like podcasts, games, videos, stories, live classes, and it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. So start your new language learning journey with Babbel. You can get 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/SGP. That's babbel.com/SGP for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel is language for life. Okay, dogs and totals in the book, Dylan. And now it's time. Drum roll, please. What is your lock?
Well, I'm looking at the books right now. I think they just threw a curveball because I had Reed Detmers going for the Angels, and now I see Jose Suarez.
Ah, right. So we've handicapped the same game. I handicapped Jose Suarez. We handicapped the same game. We both made it our lock, but with different pitchers on the mound. That's pretty spectacular. Isn't Detmers going tonight?
I thought he was going tomorrow, to be honest.
All right. Why have we ended up with different pitchers?
Detmers is going tonight. We do have Cole Reagans, though, or Raggins, right?
Yeah. Got him.
All right. Well, regardless, whoever pitches, I got the Angels. A little chalky here, but it was not really much I liked on the card for tomorrow. Like Malcolm said, you don't really want to force anything. I got him at a minus 140, but like I said, that was me scoring it or favorite numbering the game as Detmers going. But he'd had a bad September, Detmers, but he hasn't been that terrible. He does have some familiarity with the Rangers. He's faced them three times this year, and he hasn't pitched poorly. In his last start, they lost, but he pitched great. They just couldn't get him any run support. He went seven innings, only gave up one run. I think they'll be able to get some run support and they can win this game. The Angels have won four of the last five, while Rangers have lost four of the last five. So two teams just going in opposite directions. Can't back Reagans here either. He just lost to the Angels 2 weeks ago. I mean, it's a little juicy, but regardless of who's pitching, I think there's a worth a sprinkle on the Halos minus 1.5 at plus 142. I like that play. So great value either way.
Yeah, so I've definitely got Detmers going tonight and Suarez going tomorrow. I've just checked another couple of sources, and I've still got Javier going tomorrow as well, Dylan. So roundabout, well, I mean, we've arrived at the same. It's a shambles. I mean, 1 out of 3 ain't bad, as Meatloaf put it. We've arrived at the same conclusion, though, mate. It's we're skinning the same cat, just in different ways here. So I've backed Jose Suarez for a couple of reasons. Suarez owes me after he's got one bad start recently, and it was when I needed him to have a good one last week in that fantasy final against Nick Dant against Seattle. He didn't actually pitch too badly. Gave up a grand slam. That was his undoing. 5 earned runs, but 4 of them came on that one big swing of the bat. The other games in that spell, he's given up 2, 3, 0, and 2. And he's been going a bit longer into games as well. He's got a couple of 6 and 7 innings in there. Cole Reagans for Texas, 5.66 in his last 5. 7.29 ERA against AL West opposition in the 5 games he started in division. The Angels have won 4 in a row, and the Angels are a much better prospect at home as well. They're very backable at home. They're minus 140 here, which I think is a reasonable price. I've got no issues taking minus 140 for this matchup. Was that the price you had for your Detmers matchup, Dill?
No, I favored the Angels minus 160.
Okay. Yeah. So you're getting another 20 points. Do you still feel happy?
Yeah.
With behind Jose Suarez?
Yeah, I just can't back the Rangers. Who, it doesn't matter who goes for the Angels. I'll back them instead of Reagan's.
The price has moved right into the middle now. It's minus 150, Dylan. So the books have met us. The books have met us in the middle. So it's the classic. It's a classic point unit and a half play. Minus 150, one of Noah's favourites. Just having a look. I know we've been covering the bottom draw here in other games. I'll tell you what. I'll ask you about tomorrow then. Scherzer against Wright. How do you expect? Do you expect Scherzer to be his usual self tomorrow night, Dylan?
I hope so. We need him. We need him to be his normal self. I'm surprised the Mets are actually favorite in Atlanta. I made the Braves a minus 110 favorite. So I am very surprised that the Braves are underdogs here. I do like Kyle Wright at home. He has 20 wins. Jesus Christ. But Max Scherzer is just a beast. I honestly don't know. I can't really get a good gauge on it. Both teams, they just like to beat up on each other. So the Mets could go win 2 of 3, and then the Braves will go and win 2 of 3. So it's really hard. I mean, I like our chances, obviously, with Scherzer, DeGrom, and I think Chris Bassett going on Sunday. But we'll see. I think the game to win, though, is tonight. I think we need to win with DeGrom on the mound.
Yeah, 20 wins is a lot. That's a very good spot. And just having a little glance around the rest of this slate, is there any bottom draw stuff that caught your eye? Any picks that you'd be putting on personally tomorrow?
Let me ask you this before I give these picks. Do we actually have the right pitchers for this Cleveland and Kansas City? You have Bubic going against Zach Plesac.
Bingo. Well done. You got one.
I got one. All right. I'd probably take Cleveland on the run line here. I'm just going to fade Kansas City and continue to ride the hot hand. Other plays I like. There was another one that I told you about that I really liked. Seattle.
Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. Seattle on the run line with Luis Castillo on the mound. You just can't back to Oakland right now. 4 in a row they've lost. They're having a tough time scoring runs. I think they've packed it in. So give me the Seattle on the run line.
Yeah, there was a couple that caught my eye as well. Nick Lodolo going for the Reds at the Cubs. I think he can strike everybody out, so get some strikeout props going there. I think the wind's going to be blowing in, so it leans towards an under. And I don't know what price the Reds might be. I'm assuming we haven't got lines yet due to the old Wrigley Field.
No, you have lines.
Oh, do we? What have we got here?
Cubs minus 120, okay. Reds plus 102.
So there you go. So we'll take the Reds as a puppy there. And the other name that caught my eye was the Arizona pitcher. We've talked about these rookies that we like to back and get some value on near the end of the season. There's a lad called Dre Jameson going for Arizona. Had two starts so far. I think he's played 3 games but has 2 starts. A 0.98 ERA. So he's been he's looked really good in his couple of starts. They're going to take on the San Francisco Giants, and I think it's going to be Jacob Junis going tomorrow. I haven't got a picture, but you alerted me to the fact that Jacob Junis might be going for San Francisco. So I don't know what price it'll be. I think the D-backs will be a dog in that situation again. Be relatively close, maybe plus 120 or so, unless the books are really keen on Dre Jameson. But yeah, just keep an eye on Jameson tomorrow and see what price Arizona offer. If they're somewhere around even money, then yeah, have a little interest in the D-backs as well. And I think that's everything covered for me. Dylan, anything else you want to tell us before we crack on?
No, it's just going to be a jam-packed weekend of sports. Going to relax, unwind. Hopefully we have another winning week. I've had 3 winning weeks in a row in football. How have you been doing?
Better last Sunday. My first 2 weeks were not great. Picked up a little money line parlay in the late games last Sunday. Green Bay and Atlanta, and they were both good prices. And then the Rams, I topped it up with the Rams. They were about minus 200. But yeah, so that helped me out, put me back on the road to recovery. So yeah, I'm one winning week and 2 losers, so I'm going to balance it up this week, Dylan, is what's going on. Premier League's back tomorrow. Newcastle go to Fulham. So that's a winnable game, although we've got loads of injuries. And then, like I say, I'm working at a 21st birthday party tomorrow night. So the young people might put a spring in my step, ready for the rest of the weekend. Thank you very much, Dylan, for joining me. Been a pleasure, as always. It's been a fun week. It's been a profitable week. Thanks everyone for listening. We do appreciate it. Go to the usual place, like, rate, review, subscribe to us on Spotify or wherever else you find your podcasts. Great weekend, everyone. Good luck with all your picks. We'll be back probably on Sunday night or maybe Monday to check out the Monday action. And until then, we will see you down the road. Cheers.